先啊，下一个议程啊，下一个议程爱护动物协会啊，有个湾仔海滨长廊问卷调查报告，大家即系委员睇睇2008/39个文件。咁我哋亦都啊，哦，未嚟啊？
有啲人仲未入嚟，再解答另外一 part 嘅。
好啦，咁我哋或者倾倾下，学下大家快啲有效啲就得噶啦。咁我哋今次欢迎香港爱护动物协会助理总监 Dr. Fiona Woodhouse 同埋公关同埋传讯经理颜以玲女士。咁咧，佢哋就会介绍一下我哋嗰个九公园嗰、那个市民用屙屎用调查报告。咁将呢个时间俾爱护动物协会先啦，唔该。
First of all, thank you very much for allowing us to come here and present some of our survey findings. The background to this is when we were having a discussion with the District Council about their plans for making the waterfront promenade pet friendly, we had a discussion how it would be quite nice to find out what the user groups were at the promenade and also how the public actually perceived the project. And so that's where we decided to follow through on this, and we've done a survey. Handed out our findings focusing just on the Wan Chai waterfront promenade, the actual survey results. And this presentation actually is a combination of two surveys. Our primary objective, as I've said, was actually to quantitatively identify the user groups and collect statistics, also to get some verbal comments and feedbacks to try and find out a user group. The secondary objective, which is one that we're interested in, obviously, is sort of understanding people's perceptions towards pet accessibility. And we did this survey initially on the Wan Chai waterfront. We interviewed 194 people, and we also observed user groups over three periods, morning, afternoon, and evening, Monday to Sunday. And then we understood from looking at it that we actually needed to do a control study because obviously we're looking at a pet-friendly area. And so we went and we went to an area that's perceived as not pet friendly, which was the waterfront promenade over at TST. So this is from the opening ceremony, I think. And so here are our findings, and I do apologize if the translation is slightly off, but my colleagues helped me, as I can't translate. What we found was that, having looked at the survey, the Wan Chai Waterfront Survey had a much higher affinity to users compared to the one over at TST. It provided a better community facility in terms of enhancing communication and a sense of unity in the wider society. What we found was that users generally stayed longer on the Wan Chai waterfront promenade than in the TST area. Most of the Wan Chai promenade users stayed for over an hour, and that was 52%, whilst on the TST side, the most common period of duration of visit was less than 30 minutes. Wan Chai had a higher number of regular users as well, 49%. However, over on TST, 62%. Of users visited irregularly. And 83% of Wan Chai Promenade users, interestingly, don't live in Wan Chai District. The visitors to Wan Chai Promenade actually had a much higher level of interaction with other users, so that was 78%, and that was whether they were walking pets or just using it for other recreational activities such as sightseeing, playing with radio-controlled cars and things like that, whereas in TST, only 6% of all users actually interacted with another user while they were there. So that's quite interesting. The other thing that we found was that the most frequently expressed verbal comment was that they wished that this promenade would be a permanent facility for the public. People liked the promenade. They liked, obviously, the pet owners liked the pet accessibility. The other most frequently received verbal comment was, obviously, that the amount and quality of the shelters and toilets could be improved. But, obviously, it's a temporary facility at the moment, so maybe that will be addressed in the future. When we had a general survey about people's perceptions, 98% of the users in Wan Chai and 85% of the users on the TST site actually agreed with increasing pet accessibility in public recreational facilities. 27% and 13% in both areas respectively approved unconditionally, and about the same percentage in both locations, interestingly, approved with conditions. So that was about 71 or 72%. And these conditions were they wanted to be able to ensure cleanliness, maybe with leashing or maybe restricted periods of access. When we looked at the people who disapproved, the 2% and 15%, we pulled the data. Over half of these negative responders would actually change to approving if we could ensure the conditions, so if we could take extra measures to ensure cleanliness. A vast majority of the interviewees actually thought that animal exercise areas were very important to animal welfare, and that was regardless of whether they were pet owners or pet friendly, so 92% and 77%, which obviously should be considered for future town planning. They also thought that keeping pets had a positive effect on children in terms of responsibility and care building, very high response rate. And when asked whether there were enough pet-accessible public recreational facilities, only 9% agreed in Wan Chai and 19% agreed in TST. In the TST area, it could be that people actually did think there were more enough facilities, or it could be that they weren't aware of the problem because they didn't have pets, or a high majority didn't have pets, and so they weren't aware. So here we can look at a few of the detailed findings. The peak user period for Wan Chai was on Sunday afternoon, but there was a slight variation with the pattern. Most people were there for either walking their pets or for actually leisure recreational walking. Only 17% of users lived in Wan Chai. 25% of the users were living in Kowloon and New Territories, with the rest of the users being Hong Kong Island, but not in Wan Chai District. Most people there, we can see that regular visitors were 49% on Wan Chai Promenade, again, versus 8% over on TST. and 83% of people on Wan Chai were staying for over 30 minutes, whereas there were people who, a significant number, were staying for less than 30 minutes on TST. Here again is a graphic reflection of interaction with other users. Again, graphic reflection of the rating of various things. So the cleanliness, the conduct, and the seats were very highly rated as good or very good. And the shelters and the toilets got a poor rating. And again, the general perception was that they wanted to have a permanent facility. Then we had a comment about fencing and security at the entrance. I think that's mainly to stop the dogs running in the road if they're off-leash. And also more shelters and considering planting natural shade. Again, we see a very high approval rating for the public recreational facilities. And for conditions to approve, we've got ensuring the cleanliness, restricted limitation for visits, and having on-leash exercise only. Disapproval, we're considering they thought it might be a bit dangerous, or they were concerned about the cleanliness, inconvenience, spreading disease and noise. But again, the general disapproval rating was very low. And these are just the background here for sort of various concepts in animal welfare or held tenements that are held in the other areas in the world, and they seem to be reflected here in Hong Kong as well. Again, there's quite a high disagreement that we don't have enough pet facilities. And there's some other factors there about exercising your pet and things like that. So again, we see that under sufficient supervision, we can have increased accessibility for recreational facilities for pets and dogs. And we've got some other supplementary figures here that telling about distance to travel to the Wan Chai Promenade. A lot of people are traveling between 15 and, 0 and 30 minutes to get to the promenade, but some people are actually traveling for more than an hour. A lot of people are walking there, but we still get a lot of vehicular transport. And this is just a little bit of a background here, which is basically explaining the background to the project, that it's temporary at the moment, but hopefully be permanent. And we were doing a survey to look at the user group and to get general perceptions. And this is just some background information. This survey was actually designed in conjunction with a market research company, so it's following their same standards in terms of questionnaire design, sample size, methodology. And this is a complete list of the verbal comments. So again, 33% said they wanted it permanently. And then we've got a lot of other comments saying the promenade area should be increased. People really like this idea. They should have more pet parks in other districts. Fencing, security. I think even a snack bar was also, or a vending machine was quite high up the request on the verbal comments. If anybody wants any more information, we've got copies of the presentation. They're all summarized, or we can give you more detail on this. And we also have all the background information where people were willing to give it to us on phone numbers, contact details, and whether they'd be willing to form part of a user group as well for future reference. And happy Christmas, and that's the end of the presentation.
Thank you very much. 或者就住呢個調查嗰個結論呢，大生有啲咩回應啊？即係佢呢個調查有四個結論，即係因為始終即係你管理，佢哋有啲結論有啲要求咁啦，你哋有冇回應啊？
多謝主席。其實呢個灣仔海濱長廊本身呢，就並不是一個康文署嘅場地嚟嘅。咁就其實就係由一個CDD， 即係佢所即係發展出嚟一個臨時嘅空地咁啦。咁呢就我哋康文署一支係代為呢係提供，就係而個錢呢係CDD 方面係即係有營運費 CDD 呢係用 allocation warrant 嘅形式呢係俾我哋。咁我哋提供嘅就係一個清潔啦，一個 保安啦，同埋咧係園藝方面嗰、那個服務嘅啫。咁所以其實我哋如果即係今日收到呢啲信息，我哋都要同翻CDD 嗰方面咧係作出一個係反映，等佢哋去跟進，因為裏面有好多都係牽涉到係 CDD 佢要作出一個回應嘅。咁今日冇 CDD 代表啊，多謝主席。
亦都講講翻咧嗰個背景先啦，可能有啲議員會知道咧，就係呢一個咧海濱花園呢度咧，就係前期咧係我哋只不過想開放嗰個海濱係做一個行人通道嘅，咁後期咧跟住區議會加入咗好多意見咧，就話不如我哋將呢個行人通道開放咗，佢可以加多啲元素，咁慢慢發展到最後咧就變成咗而家嘅一個即係寵物公園咁上下嘅地方啦。咁亦都因應住呢個改變咧，咁早期我哋康文署應承幫手做呢一個公園嘅時候咧，我哋預咗咧就做一啲園內保養，到後期發展到咧都真係好似一個公園，不過呢個公園咧。是不是康文署公園的原因，為什麼呢？就是根本它不是一個憲報買的公園，它根本呢所有我們在公園裡面執行的一些附例呢在那裡我們做不到的。所以剛才達先生所說的那樣東西呢，就是說這個呢雖然大家都以為是一個公園，但實際上這個呢只不過是開放了的一個公共空間的一個空地，是前區議會定立下來的一個意向，也都因為它是一個臨時的性質呢，實際上原本不是因為有那麼多其他即工程上面的延誤呢，根本這個公園到現在這一刻呢就應該要收的了，收工啦，要我嚟起路噶啦。咁但係因為有嗰個其他嘅工程上面咧，有一啲即係我哋叫做judicial review係嘛，即係有啲工程上面嘅影響啦。咁所以咧，而家呢個公園最新咧，我哋仲會幫呢個土地工程處代為管理，因為佢覺得我哋管得公力公園好，幫佢管啦咁。咁就管到都係出年嘅年尾嘅啫。咁所以譬如頭先裏面你哋見到佢有好多意見，就算我哋翻去反映俾土地工程處聽，譬如話要多啲陰棚啊，要多啲廁所啊，門口嗰度要多啲一啲咁樣嘅，即係圍欄等啲寵物唔好走出去咧。實上講緊咧都係講緊一年嘅時間，係咪值得去佢哋會仲嘥錢去做咧？我哋唔清楚。但係咧呢啲意見，如果將來譬如區議會覺得係適合將來去考慮嘅咧，呢啲應該擺翻低。將來如果譬如區議會覺得我哋公園，我哋區需要有一個咁嘅公園，個元素係點樣樣咧？呢啲意見就係好重要噶啦。咁但係話係咪真係要將呢啲意見而家就即刻推出咧？大家要明白個時間表咧，只係原本而家要收工嘅嘢咧，褪後咗幾個月啫。咁所以大家要清楚咧，就我俾個背景資料大家知道咧，就係唔好話康文署唔幫喎，或者土地工程處唔幫，而因為呢啲係公帑，我諗個專員有好多呢啲方面嘅以前嘅資料，更加可以俾到大家添嚇。唔該，主席。
專員補充一下，跟住鄭其健啦，好嘛？
呢一個係一個臨時嘅，其實係一個通道，個順便即係海濱咁叻，即係如果你封咗佢咧，好似嘥咗，個開咗一個海濱嘅一個公園，個可以俾人帶狗入去，整個即係狗公園。但係後嚟證實好似好受歡迎咁樣嘅。個當然我知道用者梗希望再改善一下佢啦。但係由於嗰啲一個係臨時性嘅，同埋真係頭先阿香小姐所講，應該而家已經刪咗噶啦。开紧工嚟嘅，不过而家有啲迟都系迟，我哋都系几个月，去到春年年中度估计咁样，所以你而家根本系唔值得再嘥钱整落去。我相信 CDD 咧都唔会有钱再做 upgrade 或咩成咧。我觉得咧就我哋不如咧，既然咁成功咧，我哋将来可以睇喺个湾仔填海嗰部分咧，整一个可唔可以整一个永久性嘅？第日将头先我哋所讲嗰个改善嘅嗰啲建议咧 build in 落去，呢个就系一个比较适合嘅做法咁样啦。
鄭其健，跟住蕭醫生。
唔該，主席。首先就一定要讚康文署嘅，佢哋搞呢個管理呢個公園的確係好成功。第二我都好同意DO 講法，就係將呢個概念擺喺將來嘅中環灣仔曉道嗰個海濱長廊嗰度。但係第三咧，我相信有一樣嘢，即係我都同意康文署講，就因為你預咗將來要起路，咁你而家再抌太多錢落去，可能係唔係好值得。咁但係有一樣嘢我相信可以諗一諗嘅，就係嗰個小食亭或者自在售賣機，因為我覺得舊年好似係試過俾一啲 NGO 啲非牟利組織喺嗰度買一啲小食，咁如果係可以嘅話，應該係可以再俾翻呢啲組織係試下賣下小食咁咯。唔該，主席。
蕭先生，
我先講講咧，就係頭先我話 即係你話呢個臨時嘅，我都好贊成，因為雖然話有臨時咧，但其實呢樣係好 popular 嘅地方，我就贊成咧，我哋將來咧有機會唔係呢個位，可能係轉到一個位，咁所以我哋今日講嘅嘢咧，可能就 refer 唔係講緊呢個位置嘅，可能係講將來嘅位置。不過咧，我都想即係refer 翻少少嘢咧，就關於嗰個公園，因為咧。我哋問嗰啲意見咧，如果喺個公園問咧，嗰啲意見咧，其實就有少 bias 咗嘅，因為咧好多時候咧喺公園嗰啲係愛狗㗎啦，咁你啲唔愛狗就唔喺度啊，咁變咗你根本就係攞唔到一個平衡嘅意見嘅，咁所以咧我哋即係 take in 嗰啲 information 要記住係呢一點，因為好多時候，咁另外一點咧就係、是、我想問咧就係、是、呢個 study 係幾時做嘅？係冬天做定夏天做咧？咁因為咧，我覺得咧喺公園，如果嗱，即係 as far as 狗 is concerned 咧，即係我自己都中意狗嘅。咁但係咧嗰個問題咧就係、是、我嗰次開幕嗰時候，我喺度，我睇到嗰啲大狼狗喺下晝兩點幾鐘35度下邊，我覺得佢哋唔係 enjoy 緊嘅，佢個 owner 可能 enjoy 緊，但係佢哋咧就係 suffer 緊。咁所以其實係約束嘅，即係真係諗下，如果嗰啲嗱，我舉個例，啲大狼狗或者嗰啲係雪橇阿拉斯加狗，或者係啲聖 Bernard， 你話真係叫佢香港下晝夏天，其實真係我覺得係好唔 fair 到啲狗嘅。所以我如果你話如果將來有咧，希望最熱嗰幾日咧，應該係 ban 咗唔准啲狗去。因为觉得 owner 可能会好开心，但只狗肯定唔开心啊！咁呢个咧系我即系初头想话将来如果有咧，我希望。另外一点，我想我唔知佢研究有冇做到咧，就系、是、通常点解啲公园唔俾啲狗去咧？就系、是、一个最大嘅问题系 dog shit 啊，狗粪。咁呢样嘢咧，究竟其实我开头我嗰阵时去公园都好怀疑，因为如果而家嗰啲即係啲半山區嗰啲狗咧，去廁所咧，有一個賓妹就揸住一張報紙，揸住一樽水，去做啲功夫嘅。咁但係咧，個狗公園係草嚟嘅，你做唔到嗰樣功夫嘅。咁我知佢有膠袋，但係你未必你試過用過未啊？因為我用過啦，唔係嚿嚿得㗎。咁咧，所以咧，所以我覺得咧，即係有冇人投訴？嗰啲咁嘅問題，因為呢個問題咧係存在嘅，咁亦都即係你話將全部公園開放，我相信有幾困難嘅，因為呢樣係咁，所以就唔知即係做研究時候有冇研究問呢一點。
李君怡跟住 Anna，
即係嚇，跟住黃左方嚇。
好多謝曬主席。咁睇翻呢一個 survey 咧，其實咧都有一啲算係喜出望外咧，因為睇到咧，原來咧都好多咧係喺外區嘅，包括九龍啊、新界嘅一啲嘅駕駛人士咧，帶埋佢啲狗隻嚟到我哋灣仔區啦，咁咧就去享用我哋呢個灣仔嘅海濱長廊嚇。咁啊，我第一樣嘢相信咧，可能係即係物以類聚啦。我估因為好多嘅一啲嘅 pet owners， 大家都希望喺561揾一個大嘅啲嘅地方啊，有個靚海景咁聚首一堂咁樣，同啲狗一齊玩啊，又可以去 share 一啲。即係呢個養寵物心得咁樣啦，咁都其實都係一個好好嘅 idea 嘅。不過睇翻咧，就有一個嘅睇翻嗰個percentage 咧，都有差唔多82% 啦。如果係灣仔嘅海濱長廊嘅用家咧，認為咧其實狗隻咧或者係啲寵物咧需要更加多嘅一啲空間或者係去俾佢哋去活動啊。咁啊睇翻都係即係 SPCA 嗰邊有一個咁樣嘅統計。咁我都想問一問啦，其實亦都喺個側邊咧有一個一個描述咧，就係話其實有幾多嘅狗主根本就唔知道香港咧係有幾一個公園其實咧係可以放狗，同埋咧佢認為咧呢、這個宣傳同埋廣告方面係需要係做得多啲，係將呢一個即係狗公園嘅信息帶出去嘅。咁我都想睇下，即係康文署喺呢方面咧，未來自己我都希望你哋可以即係做多呢方面嘅宣傳工作。一來咧可以減低你話對我哋灣仔嗰、那個狗公園嗰、那個位物海濱長廊嘅壓力啊，同埋第二方面能夠咧係更加能夠係善用一啲嘅狗公園。咁等到一啲嘅可能住喺九龍同埋住喺新界嘅一啲街坊咧。當然我哋好歡迎佢過嚟灣仔，咁但係其實係咪可以都其實有一啲嘅好 open area， 佢哋都根本唔知嘅。其實喺一啲新界區嘅地方，咁即係我都想知道你哋會唔會係即係全港性去做翻一個宣傳咧？咁即係我都睇翻呢一個嘅一個 survey， 咁即係發表呢方面意見。係，唔該曬，主席。
跟住
跟住 Anna 姐，跟住黃楚峰嚇。
多謝主席，我講嘅意見咧，其他同事已經講咗，我唔想重複啦，多謝曬。
啊，
多謝主席，咁都好多謝，同埋好欣賞咧，愛護動物協會喺呢個時候咧做一份咁詳細、咁科學化嘅報告，咁其實係好合時嘅。嗰、那個公園咧，其實都即係運作咗一段時間，亦都即係都一直受到好好嘅讚賞。咁其實今次咧就可以即係好系統同數據化咁樣咧，就可以講得出即係究竟確定咗我哋大家好多同事都可能都知道嘅意見，同埋都可以好仔細咁樣話俾大家聽佢哋個反應係點啦。咁其實我有少少問題咧，就關於嗰、那個研究嘅，想問翻兩位嘅。咁咧有其中一個幻燈片嗰度講咧，就係話即係有啲人就唔係咁同意嗰、那個即係增加嗰、那個方便啲人入去啦，因為就話擔心即係對其他危險啊，又話污糟啊問題。其實喺現在我哋過往喺呢個公園運作咁即係咁耐嘅經驗，其實有冇證據去支持佢哋呢啲咁嘅諗法，定係呢啲係其實佢哋自己即係片面嘅偏見嚟嘅咧？咁我想問翻一個問題。第二就都好多人提咗意見啦，點樣改善公園，又話要加啲遮住啊，遮蓋啊，洗手間啊咁樣，有冇人提即係多唔多講就係話嗰泊車設施咧？即係希望可以喺附近有泊車設施，即係呢個係咪一個主流嘅意見咧？咁另外都同意，其實大家都講過就係話喺將我哋今次呢個研究嘅經驗咧，就可以喺將來嘅公園度用啦。咁其實香港嚟緊都好多個大型嘅空地將會即係規劃嘅啟德啊、西九龍文化中心啊咁。咁愛護動物協會或者部門有冇即係計劃喺嗰度會做個宣傳去研究可唔可以將呢度啲經驗喺嗰度用咗咧咁樣。咁最後都問一問咧，就係喺你哋嗰、那個respondent profile 嗰度啊，咁嗰度講咧就係話喺尖沙咀嗰度啲受訪者咧就得兩成係寵物養寵物嘅人，咁其實想問翻就係咧，全個香港嚟講養寵物嘅人大概係佔人口嘅幾多？有冇個趨勢？即係好多人都覺得就話越嚟越多啦。咁其實愛護動物協會有冇做過咩研究即係去引證呢啲數字咧？咁唔多謝。
最後，邱浩波議員啊，最後啊，時間關係。
我好短嘅啦，都係想即係。因為呢個真係的而且確咧，我覺得係非常之成功嘅一個嘅即係一個 project 啦。咁即係雖然時間係即係留翻即係仲有嘅時間係即係好短啦，可能都係一年唔到或者嘅時間。咁我就都想咧，即係啲建議咧係即係從即係或者係愛護動物協會咧，有冇一啲咧喺咁短嘅時間內咧，你哋認為咧，你哋咁多嘅建議之中？你覺得咧係邊啲咧係有急切性，或者係你覺得係可行喺咁短嘅時間之中，即係一紮嘅建議，有邊個嘅建議你係我即係喺度篩選出嚟嘅一啲嘅建議，我哋係可以考慮去做嘅。第二樣嘢咧，我就覺得咧，即係既然嗰個嘅今次咧係咁成功嘅一個嘅計劃咧，就即係冇咗係好可惜嘅，即係嚟緊嗰個即係真係冇咗。咁或者我哋即係議會或者都諗下咧，喺我哋個區。有冇一啲地方係可以咧係考慮咧係即係再即係有呢啲寵物嘅公園嗰個出現咧，因為過往咧都有喺嗰、那個即係設施嘅一啲問卷嗰度咧，我哋譬如公園咧有啲議員都提過咧，就係、是、有啲公園咧係其實咧係最好係可以帶啲寵物入去嘅咁樣，咁都有個咁嘅建議，好似黎大偉議員，我記得咧喺即係渣甸山嗰度咁樣，咁當然咧嗰度地方就冇辦法同呢度下低比嘅啦，咁但係咧即係或者我哋即係全面去睇一睇咧，究竟喺我哋區裏邊有冇一啲係值得即係諗嘅一啲即係重現翻呢種咁嘅公園咧咁樣。
其實就即係好難期望呢個臨時公園好似臨屋咁一臨就臨二三十年，冇可能啊，係嘛？即係需要大家呢個臨時。咁即係我自己個人意見好簡單，即係希望呢個公園可以開放到最後嗰一日嗰一分鐘，即係唔好話封咗個公園之後三個月後先開始工程。即係我呢個好簡單嘅建議。咁因為時間關係啦，或者愛護動物協會可唔可以好簡潔咁一次過回應曬所有嘅問題？如果唔得就可能透過上網嗰啲咁啦，好嘛？即係花幾分鐘簡潔啲啊，唔該。
I apologize. I might have missed some questions. The first one with regards to does this survey accurately reflect the views of the population at large? We know that when we go to this site, we are, because it is a pet-friendly site, already have slightly skewed data, which is why we also surveyed the non-pet-friendly site in TST. And we found that the approval rating, as expected, is slightly lower, but actually it's still very high at 85%. So we still have a very high approval rating within the general population, taking out the skewed nature of surveying in a pet-friendly site. So there is that perception there that the public at large don't have an issue with increasing pet accessibility. Obviously, in terms of inconvenience and safety, the more facilities we have to, as has been implied, to spread the use of pet owners is better. It's not ideal to have a concentrated mass, everybody focusing on one area. So, of course, you know, we would say that, you know, not just one pet park as per se. I prefer to say that it's a park for people with pet access. We would like several in each district and as many facilities as possible opened up so that it doesn't become an inconvenience and a nuisance by sheer scale of numbers of maybe dog owners that might congregate. We also say that, yes, there is a disapproval there, but it is only 15%. And again, the concerns of dangers to users and cleanliness, inconvenience and spread of diseases. We haven't become aware of a significant problem with the Wan Chai Waterfront Pet Park, and we are located very close by. We don't have a constant stream of injured people or people coming to complain or visitors to use our veterinary services because of a problem at the park. There may be issues I may not be aware of. I have to be quite frank there. Not everybody comes to see us if there's a problem because it isn't our facility. So it may be that they can't report the problem. We have only ever perceived this as a temporary project because we were fully aware that it may be only for 2 years duration. And part of the reason for the survey was to point out concerns or deficits should there be an opportunity for making this a permanent feature. So obviously the shelter and the safety aspect was something that was pointed out. I think that can be used for all venues. Unfortunately, we don't control the land allocation. We would have a big plan to have lots more facilities, but it's not up to us. I think that's up to the government departments to look at how they can best develop the site. We just think that we should be considering this. Pet ownership is growing in Hong Kong. I forget the percentage of ownerships, but there was a survey done by the government, by the Census and Statistics Department, that did a mini survey on pet ownership. And from my recollection, it was something like 220,000 households owned pets, though I don't, please quote me on that. And I'm not sure whether that is an accurate figure, but I can definitely find the percentage. And dogs are very popular, as are turtles, but not many people take their turtles out for walks at the moment. So you never know, that may develop in time. But dogs are probably the second most popular pet compared to turtles and tortoises in terms of numbers. So I think that might have answered some of the questions.
傾咗好耐，咁但係今次即係狗公園嗰個經驗咧，我相信即係未來灣仔咧可以再用得翻嘅。咁就其實如果冇特別，就不如傾下一個議程好嘛？因為太多，好嘛？咁啊傾下一個議程啦。咁多謝曬香港愛護動物協會代表嚇。咁啊。